kids, come along and play with me. Da da da, under the apple tree. Da da da, zip ah. Olly olly, hot and free. Oh, you little girl for me, baby. Count one, two, three. Da da da, zip ah. Shemp the game of hide and seek. We can have fun. I'll find you behind a tree. Steal a kiss from you.
George Tompkins collection, huh? The Rhythm Aces from 1955 on VJ and Olly Olly Otzen Free. 212-365-8111. As George steps away from the microphone for the time being, getting Subway Serenade ready for a serenade to you. Got some more great music because we promised some great music to you. Sal, how about a record that was recorded in 1953? Let's test your guessing knowledge on this, okay? Now, this was recorded in 53, but not released until 55, all right? And it's on the Parrot label. Any idea what it might be? One of the old TCS favorites.
It could be the Five Thrills, couldn't it?
Close. No.
It could be the Flamingos.
That's who it is.
It's the Flamingos.
And I really don't want to know.
How many arms have held you? And hated to let you go.
Recorded in 1953, as Sal Mondrone speaks on the phone to another member of the Sparrows Quartet, Dom DeLea, who called up. Dom, nice hearing from you, huh? And released in 55, Parrot number 811, The Flamingos and I Really Don't Want to Know. George Tompkins, thank you for bringing up this one, one of my favorites. I've never replaced it since I sold it about 15 years ago, and he's laughing in the background. To the guy next to me for $8, George tells me it's about $150 now. On the G Record label from 1956, and we'll send this out to Dom DeLeo, who's making Mondrone crack up, here are the Jets in Heaven Above Me.
Boom, 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 heaven above me. I pray that she will love me and never let us part. It would surely break my heart. Let our love stay forever and a day. I wouldn't want it to be no other way.
And you have got the magic kiss, baby. magic touch. Touch I miss so much. Touch I really miss. And you have got the magic key.
Tell you, what we've put together is some sounds that were old TCS favorites, as well as some of the rare things that we know you'd enjoy hearing. That's the old thing on the C&M record label on Epic, the Keystoners and Magic Kiss from October of 1956. Subway Serenade is here, gathering around in Studio 482 of our 400 studio complex here at WFUV, actually our two studio complex. They're getting their microphones set up. George is getting them in place, and they are tuning up, and they're getting ready to serenade you. Sal?
Yes, I just got a phone call from my good buddy out there, Dom D'Elia. Hi, Dom. He's working today. And he wants to hear probably the only gospel record. Well, it is the only gospel record that Sparrows did. It's on Jet Records. And this was written by Dominic D'Elia. And this one is called He Is My Friend.
Sal, I didn't do that justice. I queued that up wrong. Why don't you take two, folks, right to the top again?
You'll enjoy this, by the way. Records. He Is My Friend by the Sparrows Quartet, featuring yours truly. And don't forget why we're here. Area code 212-365-8111. And the phones are getting kind of quiet. We want to hear them ring.
365. Let me say 212-365-8111. George Tompkins is in the other studio getting ready with the Subway Serenade, who will entertain you, I think, in the Sparrows tradition as well. They've reached back. They've brought up their 1950s calendar of things rather than their 60s and 70s, Sal, so I think you'll appreciate some of the items.
Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing them.
Please do support us, okay? 212-365-8111. The phones are now quiet, and we'd like them to be busy. And remember, we have thank you gifts from WFUV. $13 or more gets you a bumper sticker, $18 the sticker and the folio, which is a subscription magazine that comes out once a month that lists all the shows in FUV. None of these things are worth any tremendous value, of course, but they're WFUV's way of saying thank you, and our way of saying thank you. $35 gets you the sticker, the folio, and the T-shirt, and two free passes to a future UGHA meeting show. If you're a non-member, that's worth $12, two at $6. If you're a member, rather. If you're a non-member, it's worth $20. If you're one of the 10 highest pledges, you'll get a free 45 RPM record from the BAB record folks. If you're the largest contributor, in addition to all of the things we just mentioned, you'll get two free tickets to a tremendous show coming up at Studio 54, where the tickets are $18 a piece, so that's $36. A show featuring Brooklyn Bridge and the Delroys and the Channels and the Kodaks and Brooklyn Connection. Lots and lots of great thank you gifts for supporting us. WFUV is non-commercial educational. Please do give us a call. 212 area 365-8111. Before we go to Subway Serenade, we have something by the Viscounts, Sammy Hagen and the Viscounts on the Capitol record label from 1957. And right after that, we'll hear from our good buddy from Corn Country, Joe Marchesani from Iowa, okay? The Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review Marathon continues. We're in hour number three.
Just a wild bird, meant to be free, and no one can tame you. That's how you wanna be. You're just a wild bird, doing as you please. When somebody loves you, you take off like a breeze. Tomorrow night, will you still be mine? E-A-Y, be a wild bird, flying all around. Please tell me that you love me, and you're gonna settle down.
This is J.M. Joe Marchesani here on the most important day of the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review. That might be surprising because to me, maybe the most important day is Christmas or New Year's when I'm up live here in New York City. But this is Marathon Day, and this is the day when you get a chance to help WFUV to progress and contribute to the WFUV Marathon. Now, the station has been on the air since 1947. I was a student at the university and worked at the station for 4 years during the early 1960s. And it takes lots of money to run the station, to make improvements, even just to stay current with the state of the art. It takes money to make improvements. And the students are volunteering their time. People like myself are volunteering our time. And so that cuts expenses, but still there are technical things that need to be purchased, telephone lines that need to be bought, things like that to bring you the best in WFUV sports and to bring you the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review. This station has stood behind this music since March of 1963. That's almost 20 years of commitment to rhythm and blues music in New York City. No other station has been on with that kind of music for that long. And in return for the millions of seconds of rhythm and blues music, we ask a pledge and a contribution to the WFUV Marathon. For $13, you get the WFUV sticker. For $18, you'll get the folio, which tells you the things that are on the station. And there are many fine things on the station other than this program. And for $35, a WFUV t-shirt. And of course, you can give more than that. Number to call, and there are people standing by right now, 365-8111. That's in the New York City area, 365-8111. If you are outside the metro area, you'll dial the area code 212 and then hit 365-8111. Okay. It's easy to be caught up in the moment and to pledge, but follow up your pledge. Make sure that you make good on what you pledge. Pledge what you can, maybe pledge more than you can, but follow it up so that we can see the total of the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review up there with the big ones, and so that the station can have these commitments, these financial commitments for 1983, because it's needed to be competitive with New York City radio, and this station is looked up to in the New York City market as perhaps the number one station of its kind, an educational station like this. We need to have this financial support. So, come on, 365-8111, $13, get you a sticker, $18 a folio, and $35 a shirt. Do it on behalf of Joe Marchesani. That's me. And
thank you, Joseph. Joe Marchesani from Iowa. And now from Studio B, George Tompkins and Subway Serenade. George, take it away.
Okay, we're down the hall now with the guys, the group basically all from Long Island, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You're mistaken.
I am mistaken, okay. All right. What else is new? I've been mistaken all of my life. All right. The fellas have been here with us before on Marathon 80, 81, 82. This is the fourth one for you guys. You're kind of a good luck charm for us, and I know you're going to help us make some money today. Okay. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves to the audience and let them know basically what parts you do and stuff like that, if you would.
Okay. Rich Peratori on lead.
Joe Figueroa, baritone.
Chris Mahoney, first tenor.
Rick Nicolini, second tenor.
And your bassman, Bob Emmerich.
Okay, guys. What are you going to do first?
I'm going to lead off with Begin the Begin.
Beautiful. Let's do it.
The Begin.
Oh, da da da, when they begin, begin the begin. It brings back the sound of music so tender. Well, it brings back a night of tropical splendor. When they begin, the begin. To live it again is past all endeavor.
Except when that tune touches my heart.
And there we are,
swearing to love forever. What moments divine, what rapture serene.
Till clouds came along to disperse the joys we have tasted. And now when I hear people curse the times I was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin, begin the begin.
Let the fire that once was a flame remain an ember.
Let them sleep with the mad desire I'll always remember. Oh, when they begin, the begin. So don't let them begin, the begin, the begin, the begin.
Let the star that was there before return above you.
Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you.
Well, then you suddenly know what heaven we're in.
Oh, let them begin.
Yeah,
Beautiful, beautiful. All you Ravens fans out there, I'm sure, will remember that one. What's up, Christopher? You're over here talking to me. Talk to me.
I think all of us, as George said, this is the fourth time for us here, and hopefully we are a good luck charm, because I go back with, God, I've seen guys here like Sal Mandrone I haven't seen in at least 7-8 years, and hearing those tapes by the guys that used to run a Time Capsule show, I still can't get it out of my mind, the fact that, to me, this will always be the TCS, okay, regardless of what you guys call it. It's still the longest-running oldie show in the country, and keep those cards and letters and bucks and phone calls and whatever coming in, because these guys are doing a fantastic thing for the music.
Thank you, Chris Amen. Mahoney. Thank you.
Amen.
Guys, are you ready for another one? Or
sure.
Sure? Okay. Yeah. Name it.
We're going to do what is often very humorously referred to as the national anthem of rock and roll.
Palisades Park.
No. Everybody knows what the national anthem of rock and roll is.
Everybody used to ask, why don't you guys do Gloria?
Right, but what are you going to do?
We're going to do Gloria. This may shock a lot of our fans, but yes, we are going to do Gloria. You just may not recognize the version we're going to do, which, in keeping with the whole theme of this show, goes back to the roots and goes back to the Mills Brothers. And this is the way Gloria was originally recorded, a la Subway Serenade. We've changed a few of the chords to make it sound like us and not the Mills Brothers. So here we go.
It's not Marie, it's Gloria. It's not Sherry, it's Gloria. She's in your every dream. You try to play a game of kiss and run away. But now you find it's not that way. Somehow you've changed, it seems. Was it Madeline, your first love? It was just hello, goodbye. Was in Caroline your last love?
It's a shame you made her
cry. What a fool you are. You gave your heart to Gloria. You're not so smart, 'cause Gloria
is not in love with you.
Was in Madeline your first love? It was just hello, goodbye. Was in Caroline your last love?
It's a shame you made her
cry. What a fool you are. You gave your heart to Gloria. You're not so smart, 'cause Gloria
is not in love with you. Is not in love with you. Is not in love with you. Is not in love.
Ooh.
from the songbook of the Mills Brothers, and applause from down the hall for Mr. Mondrone and Buddy Bill Shabilsky. Subway Serenade from Long Island. Again, we'd like to remind you folks, the phone number, 212-365-8111.
George,
help?
Yes, sir. I'd like to interrupt. How come he's Mr. Mondrone? I'm down the hall, folks, and I'm good buddy Bill Shabilsky.
Because you're my good buddy, and that's Mr. Mondrone.
Tell the fellas, I don't know if they...
Everybody's great.
Okay.
Enough from you, Chris. By the way, leave the pitch pike in. I think it sounds better with it. Instead of dead air, it's more authentic. Sal said, fellas, I don't know if... Can you hear me, fellas, Subway Serenade?
Can you guys hear him?
Yeah. So-so.
Yeah, very barely.
All right, they use it right on stage, you know, so... Leave it in.
They want you to leave the pitch pipe in.
Right, and we want to hear everything, including
you
the burps.
Hear that?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
the burps and
hear
the coughs.
Cursing also, or
no, not the cursing.
No cursing.
Family,
we,
radio show?
We want to stay on the air. Take it away, George.
Okay, we'll try to keep it clean for you.
I'm sure you would. Okay, again, that phone number, 212-365-8111. Make your tax-deductible, just a new teeth, guys, tax-deductible donation to the WFUV Fund. You make the check out to the WFUV Fund, and you send it to WFUV Marathon, care of Fordham University, Bronx, New York, and the zip code 10458. Someplace on the check, if you would, please write R&B review so that you get credit for sending the money for this particular program. And should you be one of the lucky folks to have one of these prizes coming to you in the way of the additional goodies that we have, you'll get that as soon as we receive your money. You guys want to say hello to anybody at home today?
Everyone. Just to keep
anybody,
it short, we'll say hello to everybody.
Anybody that loves this music, hello.
That's right.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Hello.
In 50,000 watts of stereo. Guys, got one more number to do for us?
Yeah, I think we'd like to do one more. This is more, I guess, getting closer now to the heavier black doo-wop kind of sound. One of our favorite groups, the Harptones. We've always liked this song. We decided to do it. We just started working on it because we wanted to basically break it on the air here because we've broken a few things on the air here that you've really liked. This show is
including the microphones.
Yeah.
No, it's been very clean.
This show is kind of special to us. As you know, regardless of what the weather is and anything else, we're here.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
And that's it. This is our occasion to kind of break new songs. This is one of our new
ones.
If
you folks at home have not left the house yet, you don't have any idea what you're in for out there. Mm-hmm. It is brutal. Guys, do it to it.
Okay. This is the Harptones. It's the Shrine of St. Cecilia. Our home is a shambles, all our treasured is gone. The town seemed deserted, everyone so forlorn. A storm came from up above, but somehow we've missed the shrine of St. Cecilia. The bell in the chapel doesn't ring anymore. The clock on the steeple won't tell time like before. But up on the hillside, there's a place heaven blessed, the shrine of St. Cecilia. Each day at eventide, as I seek heaven from my daily care, you'll find me by her side. It seems so peaceful there. I kneel in my solitude and silently pray that heaven will protect you, dear, and there'll come a day the storm will be over and we'll all meet again at the shrine of St.
Cecilia. I kneel in my solitude and silently pray that heaven will protect you, dear, and there'll come a day the storm will be over and we'll all meet again at the shrine. Saint Cecilia.
Good to the last drop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rich Peratori and Subway Serenade from mostly from Long Island, New York. All right, Bill, if you're ready, back down the hall. These guys are going to be back with us, folks, in about 20 minutes. Just around 3 o'clock, they're going to come back and do about three more for you. So, Bill Shabilsky, if you're ready, take it away.
Well, it's an improvement, Sal, over not calling me. At least he didn't say Mr. Bill Shabilsky, and he didn't address you at all this time. But
he forgot about me.
By the way, Subway Serenade, can you hear me? Can they hear me in there? Okay. Fellas, we have a practice tape, Sal, from Subway Serenade. The fellas didn't realize that I had this. Sort of sneaky. Something they recorded a few years ago. The fellas out at Whirling Disc made sure that I had this, and I saved it for the appropriate moment. It's a very early, early tape by Subway Serenade. They sound young, infantilish. It's a scratchy thing. It was recorded on a demo, but I think you'll enjoy hearing it. From the very early days, here's Subway Serenade.
I love you and all.
A very young Chris Mahoney on the lead now. Seriously. 1953 on the timely record label, The Gay Tunes and Thrill of Romance, if you'll excuse our levity. And that was not the original TCS version, because the original TCS version was one recorded by... why does the name escape me? Oh, my God. One of the most more famous collectors. Went to the coast and lived in Woodside. What is wrong with me? Tom Luciani, help me out if you're listening. Oh, I hang around with Dom and Sal and Billy and everybody else. I'll think of it in a second.
A collector but, from the coast?
Well, now he... I heard he moved out to around the coast. Lived... Who?
No, not Kirk.
Kirk no.
Always lived in California.
I'll think of it. But anyway, he had recorded so many of the early tunes, never told anybody. It was the big secret. Tom and Joe didn't tell me for a couple of years, in fact, that was the source of some of the early Time Capsule material. But you could tell what belonged to him because for some reason the tape recorder went wowing at the end of Thrill of Romance. Do you remember the early days of the TCS when they used to play Thrill of Romance? The ending went... Right. That was from the tape. Why does his name escape me? I don't know. We've been over each other's house so many times.
I'll think about it, too. After next record, I'll have it.
Hey, George, you brought up some fantastic stuff. We have some great 78s on tape, but some of these up-tempo things are unbelievable, as usual. You have anything to add as far as for the moment?
Not at all.
All right. Why don't we acknowledge some of the pledges that came in before and after and during the singing by Subway Serenade? I really don't know where we stand, George and Sal. Regards to last year, I would say we're just about even. But we would certainly like to go out of here at 6 o'clock today with a couple of $1,000 in pledges to show WFUV that this program has the support that we've always felt that it did. And it looks like we're heading in that direction, but realize it's tough economic times for everybody. But if you can spare $5 or $10... we'd love to have it. You know the premiums, and we'll mention them again later on, but depending on how much you pledge, once you make your payment good, there are all sorts of thank you gifts from good friends like Ronnie I and UGHA and Bab Records and others, okay? Sal, who called in?
Yes, a wonderful and warm welcome to Mike Bauer. I spoke to him on the phone, and thank you very much for your $40 contribution, Mike, from Jackson Heights, New York.
The Sparrows, Sal and Dom and Billy that are listening, I'm sure. Bob listening, maybe? Or
Unless we can get out to Chicago.
Is that where he lives?
So. Yeah.
He comes in for the gigs?
Yes.
Holy cow.
We'd like to get him in more
Quite
often.
Quite a few folks have called in. In honor of the Sparrows Quartet, believe it or not. You know, you guys are good.
A little embarrassed, to tell you the truth.
A little embarrassed.
I'm very flattered.
Don't go out and shop for a bigger hat size. But anyway.
I never did.
And Michael Marcus called in. Thank you, Mike, from Bennett Avenue, for your $15 pledge. We appreciate it.
One of the early guys from the a cappella days, if you would, an entrepreneur, Angelo Pompeo of Scotch Plains, New Jersey. Thank you, Angelo, for your $18 contribution.
You see Angelo every once in a while. He's another one of the original 25 collectors, for lack of a better number. And Angelo is into mobile disc jockey work, among other things. And he's told me that he has gone into the so-called ghetto areas and has... you know, play the popular R&B of today, as well as some of the early 50s stuff, and has a tremendous response to some of the things. You might find that interesting, Al. Sal. Gene Johnson of New York City, thank you for your $18 pledge. A folio and a bumper sticker will be out to you. Sal, you have another one?
Yes. Thank you very much for your $5 contribution to Muhammad Bay, and that's out in Dover, New Jersey. Thank you very much. It's definitely appreciated. Remember, it's 212-365-8111. Let's get those phones busy.
Okay. Looking over at turntable number 2, I've got to go just strictly by what I see there in the way of a Mercury record label. I believe it's the Little Beats with a beautiful, great up-tempo record. I could play this record 9 million times. July 3rd, 1957, the Little Beats on Mercury, Someone for Me.
Hey! me, pretty baby, what's wrong with you? You don't have to cry because your man is untrue. Tell me if there's anything that I can do.
Tell me, pretty baby, what's wrong with you?
Hey, girl, what is the matter, girl? You got me crying too. Hey, girl, tell me what's the matter with you? Well, there's no sense in denying, no, you don't look nice when you're crying. Come on, baby, change that face, cause there's a whole lot of guys who like to take his place. Hey, hey, girl, what is the matter, girl? Boo, you got me crying too. Hey, girl, tell me what's the matter with you? Boo, 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 boo. And denying, no, you don't look nice when you're crying. Come on, baby, change that face, cause there's a whole lot of guys who like to take his place. Hey, hey, girl, what is the matter, girl? Boo, you got me crying too. Hey, girl, tell me what's the matter with you? Boo, 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 boo. Tell me.
1955 on Rama the Wrens, huh? And hey girl, here on the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review Marathon, Ricky Nelson. I apologize if you or a relative is listening. Isn't that funny? You know somebody for 20 years and then your mind just goes blank. But he was the supplier of the music for the very early Time Capsule shows. Not all of it, of course. Yours truly, Lent Records and all that, and Tom and Joe with their fantastic collection. But he had the rarest of the rare, having worked at Times Square Records in the early days. 212-365-8111. Got another call. This one's in honor of you, George. In honor sounds like you passed away, you know.
I did.
And the Sparrows Quartet. Are you going to join the Sparrows Quartet and make them a quintet? Harvey Karp, seriously, thank you from Croton-on-Hudson for your generous $25 contribution. We appreciate it. 212-365-8111. What do you get, George, if you call up?
Okay. For $13 or more, you will get that WFUV bumper sticker. For a contribution of $18 or more, you will receive not only the bumper sticker, but a copy of the WFUV Folio, a monthly publication which lists all of the various programs here at WFUV. And if you should be well off enough to make a contribution of $35 or more, and we sincerely mean well off enough, because in this day and age, that's a lot of money, especially right after Christmas. $35 gets you the bumper sticker, the folio, as well as the WFUV T-shirt. Okay, I think we've got a record on the turntable. I see the Aladdin label. I don't remember what I brought, so you're going to have to... Jayhawks, Everyone Should Know.
Dum, dum, da, dum, da, da, da.
I'm going to tell the postman, comes by every day. Going to tell the milkman, he always comes my way. Going to tell my neighbor, he is just next door. So
everyone should know.
Going to tell my teacher, put your name on the screen. I have an angel while walking at the dark. Asked her would she come with me, walk me through the park. Kissed her in the moonlight, should have known that wasn't smart. Cause
then and there she stole away my heart.
I'm going to tell the preacher, come and marry me. I'm so happy, happy as can be. All I hope that
everyone should know. Our home is a shambles. All our treasure is gone. The town seems deserted. Everyone so forlorn. A storm came from above, but somehow it missed the strife.
On the Federal label, from 1952 when they recorded it and released the year later, in April of 1953, and the Shrine of St. Cecilia. Unbelievable, huh, Mr. Mondrone?
What a group.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Henry Booth on lead.
Right.
And it's hard for me to believe that Hank Ballard's back there somewhere.
Well, guess he is, huh?
I was talking to Dominic, and I had a theory, by the way. The Royals on OK, My Dreams of You. I'm not making the statement now on the air, and I don't want anybody to hold it to me, but I could sincerely and seriously listen to the up-tempo side of that record and could believe that it could be the Royals, the same Royals, because there were a couple of Royals groups at that time. And I tell you, what a great group. They made some great sounds.
They did. Hey, you're in tune with WFUV, Fordham University in New York City. George is going to skedaddle down the hall, get Subway Serenades set up for another three songs, a cappella, and if it's anything like Gloria that they did before, ought to be fantastic. Some super entertainment coming up. If you're just tuning in, you blew it. For the last 3 hours we've been here, but we'll be here for 3 hours more until 6 p.m. today with the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review Marathon. Our two aims are to thank you for your support of the show through football and baseball and basketball and all the preemptions, and for following this type of music on WFUV since March of 1963. Think of it. In almost exactly 2 months, the show that had its roots here on WFUV, and everybody alludes to it. If you've been listening to FUV for a while, you've heard the name The Time Capsule Show, originated here in March of 1963 when Tom and Joe took a sabbatical for a couple of years. Rich Adcock was here with a show, and then when Rich decided to leave, we took over and then asked twisted Joe and Tom's arm, that's what we did, and got them out of retirement, and happy that we did so, and a very welcome addition in George Tompkins, who probably does most of the physical work, because he's constantly around promoting it. Now Sal Mondrone is with us, and Bobby L. Leschak, who is going to take a lesser role, unfortunately, not at our request, but because of his work commitments. Bobby's now working on the weekends, including singing with a very, very popular pop rock and roll type group, the Dupree's. They are very successful, Sal, by the way. Bobby's constantly traveling New England and out to the Midwest and Atlantic City at some of the big
casinos.
Yes,
I've heard them, as a matter of fact, on the doo-wop shop, Don K. Reed's doo-wop shop, and they sound very good.
Oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
They're excellent. They do a lot of shows and things like that. They're, you know, they're making money.
By the way, this would be a good time, since you mentioned Tom and Joe, this would be a good time. I just want to take a half a minute out.
Please do.
And I just would really, really like to thank Joe Marchesani and Tom Luciani for all that they've done, you know, for the Time Capsule Show and guys like me. And especially you, Tom, out there. Every time this man gets in front of a microphone, he's always, you know, making me, embarrassing me.
Oh, he's probably the best voice in radio. And that would be going some.
He's
to
a
say
class
that.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
a class guy. To know him is really to love him. He's just a class person. And he embarrasses me very much when he gets in front of the microphone and starts talking about me and the Sparrows
Fat.
And the DJing and the magazine and everything.
And Wong Fats or whatever they may be.
Hong Fat, yes. Hong we Fat. Have to get down there. That's number 63, Mott Street, and we went there faithfully every Friday night to eat and then sing.
Makes me laugh every time I hear that story. Here are the Jesters from June of 1958 while they're laughing.
Boom, 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 boom.
Have I
Sal Mondrone on the lead, huh? The Sparrows Quartet, and Two Loves Have I. Let's go to the lyrics on the Wildcat label from 1959 with The Girl I Love, and right after that, George Tompkins and Subway Serenade.
Girl I love, girl I love, girl I love.
On the Wildcat record label out of San Antonio, Texas, 1959, the year for that one, The Girl I Love by the Lyrics. And here we are back down the hall once again on Marathon 1983, along with Rich Peratori and the guys, known affectionately to all of us up here today as Subway Serenade. Guys, what are you going to do next?
We're going to go back a few years, about 1954, I guess, to the Chess label group, very, very well-known group, but everybody knows the Doja Boys. they did a thing called Pretty Eyes.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom,
I'm never blue when I'm with you under a starlit sky. Don't say we're through, I still love you, pretty eyes.
Oh, you pretty eyes.
Oh, the day we met, I ceased being blue. My heart gave a million sighs.
Say we're not through, I still love you, pretty eyes.
Life without you seems in vain.
Love like ours could never die.
Can't we find romance again?
Please, dear, don't say goodbye.
For if you go, I'll miss you so. For darling, I realize
you're a part of my heart. Pretty eyes. Life without you seems in vain.
Ooh. Love like ours will never die.
Can we find romance again?
Ooh. Wait, dear, don't say goodbye.
For if you go, I'll miss you so.
For darling, I realize
you're a part of my heart, pretty eyes, pretty eyes.
Beautiful. Right down to that last note. Subway Serenade and their rendition of a tune done originally by the Dozier Boys called Pretty Eyes. Right here on R&B Review 1983 Marathon. The phone number again, 212 area code 365-8111. Make that tax-deductible contribution to the WFUV Fund. Mail it in here to us, care of the WFUV Fund, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, the zip code 10458. And someplace on the check, if you would, please mark for the R&B review so that this program gets credit for your donation and you in turn receive whatever gifts you may have coming to you. Guys, I know you want to do something special now for all of the Flamingos fans out there. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I probably think that no other group in the world will ever really, really do justice to this. And we basically sing the song in admiration and estimation. And estimable admiration. How's that?
Right.
Hey,
right.
Estimable admiration of the Flamingos. I think that, they recorded this, I guess, about 1953.
You're holding me to a date that's okay. Kind of tough for me to do now. But
very early in the 1950s.
Right.
And
For Chance. Solly McElroy doing the lead.
And if you really listen closely to the record, it is one of the most polished records in our whole bunch of all our collections, and as a result, you know, it's even more amazing that they did it this well.
If I could make one comment about the group itself, though, I think that the Flamingos were one of the few groups, and there were others, don't hold me to that, but they are one of the few groups that could transcend from the 50s right into the 60s up to the 70s. Okay, they always had that polish. They always had that. There was something special about those guys. The harmony that they did was unlike any other group that you can think of, really. Okay, guys.
Okay, we're going to try Golden Teardrops.
Beautiful.
Ooh. remember when you fell from the eyes of my love. You made me reconsider what a fool I've been, and swear to go, I'll stray no more by all the stars above. And teardrops, you haunt my memory. The reason you came was because of me. You made me sit right down and add up the score. So
go back where you came from, she won't need you anymore.
I never realized that
room, a busy street, or a cottage by the sea.
Until the end of time, and through all eternity, I'll remember
that you shed
those golden
teardrops for me. For me.
Incredible. Shades of the Carey brothers and one fellow by the name of Sally McElroy and company, the Flamingos. And a beautiful rendition by Subway Serenade.
Thanks very much.
Great, really, really. Chris, that falsetto is unreal.
One of these days I'm going to get that sucker right.
You got it right. The thing I cannot figure out is this guy's voice is about 2 octaves deeper than mine, and yet you get up there somewhere, and if I tried that, you know, forget it. You know what I mean?
Sorry, but we can't discuss the reason for that.
We can't discuss the reason for that over the air.
This being a family show, I'd like to right. say hello to right. my wife and 10 kids. You know.
Right, right. Who will be the last dependents that you have after that song. Right.
I hate you.
Get the vice grip pliers away from you, fellas. All right. We've got a special request for one last tune from you guys. You did it here for me, geez, about a year ago. I guess it was around September. And you knocked the phones off the hook. And I just hope that you'll do it again for us one more time today. Would you?
Well, I guess you're talking about I Had a Talk with God.
That's the song. Right.
Okay. And... since we knocked the phones off the hooks last year, let's hope that everybody out there listening will do the same this year. We're here singing to get some money into the station. So anybody out there, if you really like this, call up a pledge, send some money in. We need it here.
Okay.
I had a talk with God last night. He said that everything would be all right. Just kneel and pray every night and day. His tender hand would direct my way. He told me of the great beyond, where war and strife could never come. Right then and there, I knew from the start that I had a talk with God. He pointed to the stars up above and placed in my heart, peace and love. Right then and there, I knew from the start that I had a talk with God. He pointed to the sky up above and placed in my heart peace and love. Right then and there, I knew from the start that I had a talk with God.
That I had a talk. That I had a talk with God.
It is about 90-something degrees in here right now, and one of the guys in the group's got goose pimples as well as me, and I'm wearing a sweater and a long shirt. Guys, again, thank you for braving the weather out there.
Thank you for having
a rough ride in for all of you, mostly coming from the island and Queens and stuff, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for making it down here and making this thing a success for us again.
Listen, you guys brave the weather every week.
I hear you.
Okay, from a long ways away, and you're here. And somebody's sitting home nice and cozy every week with the snow and the sleet and the rain and everything else. And you guys are down here dedicated to the music, making it happen. I think that probably not enough recognition goes to you guys. You sit here, and I'm serious, okay? You sit here, and everything is assumed, okay? It's assumed that, well, you know, when I turn it on, this will happen. But there's hours of preparation and picking the right songs and having the records and the whole works. And a whole bunch of you really deserve a standing ovation from the whole world out there, because, I mean, if it wasn't for you, this music would not be alive today.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I really mean that, George. That's sincere. Billy, you know, if you can hear Tom, Joe, I mean, I listened to those guys right from the beginning, and let me tell you, it's a thrill for us to be here and just to stand in the same room with you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be back next year.
You got it.
Let's send some money in out there and really say thank you for what these guys do.
Bill Shabelsky, Mr. Bill Shabelsky, if you're ready, back down the hall to you.
Gentlemen, you are gentlemen. Thank you very, very much, really. Gentlemen, I don't know if you heard me that particular moment, but thank you very, very much. Huh? That was superb. Gene Tompkins is here, George's brother. And the group, The Accelerations, thought you were fantastic. It's Sal Mandrone, who is the critical critic, thought especially that last number was superb. Thank you for lending your support and everything that George said, so I'm not going to repeat it. If you appreciate what you've heard so far and what you think you may hear in the next 2.5 hours remaining of the show, please give us a call with your support. 212-365-8111. We're going back to recorded music after we thank Gordon Skagberg of Port Washington, Long Island, for a $20 contribution. Gordon, thank you very, very much. And thank you also to Angelo Rios of the Bronx, New York City. He appreciates George Tompkins' work, as we said before. We certainly do. George puts probably the most physical work in that he's the most active member as far as running around goes of our team. Angelo was very, very generous and has contributed $100 to the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review Marathon. Angelo, thank you very, very much. Please, whatever you can afford, and we won't mention the amount if that's your desire, give us a call. 212-365-8111, 365-8111.
Bow now, 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 bow now, 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 bow now, 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 bow now, 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 bow.
ma 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 ma
ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma
ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma ma
Yeah, man, the Poets on the Flash label, that one called The Vows of Love, huh? On Rama, 1955, Here Are the Bells, and What Can I Tell Her Now?
Peek-a-boo.
Boom, boom, peek-peek-a-boo,
love you. Pick, pick, kaboo, it's a lot of fun when you're with the one you love.
Collection of, oh, I'm sorry, I stepped on the drum at the end of that one, from the collection of George Tompkins, the Ermines from September of 1955 on Loma with Peek Peekaboo. We're going to play a lot of music for you now because we have some chatter later on. The Accelerations are here and they'll be entertaining us a cappella style in just a little while. We bid bon voyage to Subway Serenade and we thank them for their support. We ask you for your support. 212 area 365-8111. 365-8111.
I'd like to say hello to Tony D'Angelo from Queens. Hi, Tony, and good to hear from you again.
And Jose Rivera of the Bronx, New York. Thank you, Jose, for your $13 contribution. That, of course, will get you the WFUV bumper sticker.
And $5 is pledged by Walter Gould, a Polk Party listener and listener to R&B for a long time. Walter, thank you for calling in from Queens with your $5 contribution. I will attempt to correct the master at this particular point. Mark Kazani was up here with you, George, over the holidays before I showed up. And one flaw in his comment, he said Shabilsky got these records when he walked into, I think it was Danny Robinson's record shop, not Bobby's, but Danny's down the block in Harlem, and he found one of the singers with this group. Story is half true, inconsequential, a minute deal, a bit of minutia, if you will. But it was around 168th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, and it was a TV repair shop. And I walked in with a friend of mine, and one of the members of this group was behind the counter, fixing television sets. There were no records in sight, but if you were an old collector, you knew that every TV repair shop in the 50s sold records also to add to their income. And lo and behold, one of the members of the group was behind there fixing a TV set, and we were able to get a couple of records. I'm going to play two in a row for you by this group.
Where are you now that I need you, now that I want you so badly I could cry? And sigh away.
Fellow sitting behind the counter repairing television sets was called or named Bib Bathia, and he sang with another young boy at the time. As Sal commented to me during the playing of the records, probably the oldest guy in the group was 16 at the time of their moderate success in the metropolitan area. And of course, the group was a roots group for the Solitaires. We speak of the Mellow Moods, of course. First on Robin from December of 1951. Note, Robin. Then it became Red Robin. And then on Prestige, recorded November the 6th, 1952, and released just after the new year in 53. First on Robin, Where Are You? And second on Prestige, Call on Me. We'd like to thank Rosanna DeRobertis for calling in, and I'm sorry we didn't have the record with us that you requested. She wanted to hear something by the Camelots. You know, you try to anticipate what everybody would like to hear, and you always screw up. But I tell you, this year I didn't in one regard. Some steady listeners of, the Time Capsule show years ago, and now our Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review. We're going to do a tribute to the Five Willows in about a half hour or so, one of the premier groups of the early TCS days that recorded for PD and Allen and other labels in Melba. We're going to play four in a row by them a little later on in the show, and I think, my estimation, they're four best. You may or may not agree with me. Georgie?
Okay, where are we going next?
Why don't we
number one or number two? Some pledges? Okay, fine. All right, let's see. That's Mr. and Mrs. Grabowski of Jackson Heights, New York. We thank you folks for your $20 contribution. That will get you the bumper sticker and the folio.
And Bobby Shapiro of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thank you for calling in from Bridgeport and pledging $20 to WFUV.
A very warm and wonderful thank you to Jose Melendez from Clintondale, New York, for his $18 contribution. It is greatly appreciated. Don't forget the phone number, 212-365-8111.
Please do, huh? We need your support. I don't know where we stand at the moment, but my intuition tells me that we're somewhat behind last year. Perhaps it's understandable, but on a day like today, most of you should be pretty well put in at home or on the job listening. We did have a mishap of sorts earlier in the show. We went off the air for about 10 or 15 minutes because of the icing conditions on the antenna. But by this time, with the regular listeners that we've picked up that forgot that we were on since 12 o'clock, we should have the majority of the audience listening right now. Please don't sit back if you can afford it, no matter what the amount. And if you prefer that we wouldn't name the amount over the year, we understand. Just tell the operators and we'll honor your request. 212-365-8111. We're going to send this next one out. We thank you, Jose Rivera, for calling in, a $13 pledge from the Bronx, New York City. That gets him a WFUV thank you bumper sticker. Here is a brand new one, I believe, from the Infernos on the Bab label. One of the records that we'll be giving away, and we found out that the folks at Bab have been generous enough to donate 15 45s, so the 15 highest pledges on today's R&B marathon, which we'll compute after the show. When we receive your check, you'll be receiving a complimentary 45 along with the other thank you gifts like the UGHA passes and others. We'll go through the whole list a little later on. Here are the Infernos, and rainy day in New York, it certainly is.
Rain falling down. I'm walking through the rain, dreaming once again, thinking how it was or how it might have been. It's not the same as it used to be on rainy days in New York. I'm looking for an angel, but I know I'll never find someone who will love me and give me peace of mind. Places we went, but now she's gone.
not the same as it used to be on rainy days in New York.
To my sweet, sweetheart, 11 roses to my Valentine, 11 roses for the 12th is mine, 11 roses and heaven in view, 11 roses and the 12th is you.
Is you. I will give away a secret because Joan can't hear us out in Iowa, although I know her mom and dad listen to the show. Joan, the better half of Joe Marchesani. I'll never forget when they were dating, and I won't get into all of that, but Joe sent her a very romantic note and 11 roses and put in the note. Now, this is, you know, we're going back 15 years. 11 roses, dear Joan, and the 12th is you. And she thought that was so romantic and that he was so creative. And he never told her the story. And Mom and Dad Stiano, don't repeat it to Joan, okay? Let it be Joe's creation. The Wrens on the Rama label from 1955 and 11 roses. Georgie?
Okay, we've got a couple of things that we'd like to read now. Number one, Dan Romanello, my good buddy, a fellow who also helps give me records now and then.
And he helps me with the polka records, too.
Right, he helps Billy out with polka things, and he sells R&B things to me. Thank you, Danny, for your $15 contribution. Thanks much, guy.
Thank you to Richard Bush from Ridgefield, New Jersey, for your $35 contribution.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Really appreciate it.
Sweet,
you know what
people
freaked me out, Bill?
What?
When I was listening, I think a week ago or a couple of weeks ago, and Joe Marchesani said, and I'd like to thank David Marchesani, my engineer.
Yeah.
Then I started to feel. I went to look into the mirror to see how many gray hairs I really had.
How did I feel on the phone the other day when we were discussing families and what we've been doing? Because you and I haven't seen each other, I guess, 10 years or whatever. And talking about your little children. And you said, hey, my boy is 16 years old now.
Yes, he is 16 years old. He goes to Severian High School.
And the other boy is 10 or 11?
He's 10, Scott. He's 10 now, and it's I can't believe, where have the years gone? You know, my son likes doo-wop music, by the way. He said it's very strange sounding, weird sounding, but there's something about it that he likes very much. And I think he's working today. He works on Saturday. I don't think he's listening, but I'd like to say hello to his mom, Joan, if she's listening, and also to my wife, Gail, and little Scott, and my father-in-law, Sydney. He's listening also.
Great. 212-365-8111, quickly. $13 gets you a bumper sticker. These are the thank yous that we have for you. You pick the amount, whatever you can afford. $18 gets you the sticker and the WFUV program folio. $35, you get the sticker, the folio, the T-shirt, a couple of passes to a future UGHA show, which is worth $12 if you're a member or $20 if you're a non-member. And in, on top of all of that, the 15 highest pledges that we have after we go off the air, when we receive your donation, you know, once you make the pledge good, we'll send you a free 45, compliments of the BAB record folks. One of them might be the one that you just heard by the Infernos. The highest donation, in addition to all of the things that we mentioned, will also get a pair of tickets worth $36 to a show that they're going to hold, a doo-wop show, an oldie show, whatever you want to call it, but a fantastic show at Studio 54 on March the 25th. Hey, you know, I almost forgot. This Friday night, George, there's a meeting?
Next Friday night. The
21st. A week from. Oh, the 21st?
Oh, right. The 21st. Well, I guess, yeah, it's this Friday night. Last night was Friday night. The folks at United and Group Harmony Association celebrating, I believe, if I'm not mistaken now, about the sixth year of the organization being together, possibly the seventh. You can't hold me to that. And just grabbing the thing here for a rundown. Okay, let me take a look here, and we'll see. Show number 53, okay, as they start off season 1983, meeting and show January 21st, the usual place, Schutzen Park Banquet Hall. Doors open at 6, 6:30. There's usually taped highlights on the old video camera, video cassette machine of past shows.
I understand that's not, no longer old. They bought a brand new video screen, Ronnie was saying.
Oh, everything that out there is new. It's a monstrous screen of sorts, and it's a video playback machine with the highlights of
class organization,
shows
class.
Like
in fact, they probably have your stuff, so.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Okay.
Where's George Lavatelli, by the way? How come George hasn't called today?
Who knows?
Where's the Jersey crowd? Where's all my buddies in Jersey?
They'll be calling up, I'm sure.
Number 53, highlighting the show, The Delroys, complete with their backup band, who wowed the audience at Town Hall just a few weeks ago. Bobby Jeffers and his Laddins will be returning once again to the meeting after a long, long absence, of course. Also, Earl Lewis and the Channels, who were just recently at the Town Hall event and also knocked the audience out as a special guest backed by popular demand, Ronnie and the Eyes. Okay? Plus, you never know who's going to show up in the way of a cappella groups. Tentatively planned for this meeting, Brooklyn Connection, The Heartaches, Mixed Company, Harborside, and the Riffs of Little Girl Fame. And also, other groups appearing for the first time this time around will be a group called the Elk Tones. All right? That's United and Group Harmony Association. Further information, area code 201-365-0049. And we're going to take you back now to the early days of collecting, if you would, to a place called Times Square Records. A fellow by the name of Barney Kugel owned the Click record label out of Connecticut, and this is for all of our Connecticut listeners listening today. And he put out a thing by Little Nicky and the Nobles, and thanks to Slim and Wayne Sterling and some of their counterparts, this thing finally became available. I believe it's a Click Master, The Nobles on Times Square with Crime Don't Pay.
To make me money that I money to post my bed. They told me I was there to stay. Now I know crime don't pay. Crime don't pay, no, crime don't pay. Crime don't pay, no, 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 no. Crime don't pay, no, crime don't pay. Crime don't pay, no, 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 no. I want you, please, pretty baby, 'cause just can't tell no lie. Remember, yes, when you left me for all alone to sit and cry, and I said, come back to me, baby, honey, 'cause I just can't tell no lie. Remember me, yes, I'm the one who loved you first. I'm begging now on my knees, won't you come back for love? Yes, yes, love. Why? And I will tell the day I die, and I want to please, pretty baby, 'cause I just can't tell no lie. Remember me, yes, I'm the one who loved you more and more. I'm begging, down on your knees, won't you come back to me? Oh, yes, yes, no. And I will tell the day I die, and I want to please, pretty baby, 'cause I just can't tell no lie.
Because I
just can't tell no lie.
Swear you know I
just can't tell.
Can't tell you no lie.
I just can't tell no lie. Grammatically incorrect, superbly sung. Would you agree, Mr. Mondrone?
I definitely would agree.
Al Lance owned the label and took credit for writing it. Of course, we know him as Alan Freed. On the Champagne label from 1952 from Cleveland, Ohio, a group from St. Louis and other parts by the name of the Moonglows, Bobby Lester, Harvey Fuqua, and others, and I Just Can't Tell No Lie, their very first recording. We will blow you out with one more, Sal and everybody else. Let's go a couple of years forward to 1954. No, I'm not ready for that one, so we'll do something else, all right? I didn't realize that thing was still going. We're playing a bunch of 78s. Let's go up-tempo for a moment, and then we're going to hear from the Accelerations. George is getting them set up in the other studio. We'll give them another 5 or 10 minutes to warm up and get acclimated to what's going on. Let's go to the Lark Tones from 1959 on the Reiki record label and Nosy Neighbors.
Your name, the man of life.
neighbor's end. No, no, not by the dark end.
Because love is blind, but neighbor's end.
Hey! There's that nosy neighbor next door, peeking through the window, kneeling on the floor, trying to find out and see just what she can see.
To tell her neighbor that he lives.
Hey! Don't steal a kiss from your mate when you're sitting by the garden gate. Because before the sun goes down,
hear that talk all over town
about that boy they've got. Oh my! While being nosy in his house, going on by trying to find out about me and you.
To help.